Welcome to the Crystal Pain Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mom of six kids, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Pain. Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Pain Show. Today's topic is one that I'm excited to share because, Jesse, you don't know what I'm going to share.
I usually don't.
Well, yes, specifically with this one, though, because I'm going to talk about my goals for summer. And I've mentioned these to you, but you don't know all of them. And it's going to be a bit of a surprise. I mentioned in our last episode together, which was two episodes ago, how my overarching theme for summer is to have a slowed down summer. And I talked about some specifics of ways that we are attempting to make that happen. And you know me, I don't just like to pick a word or a phrase. I like to then flesh that out with goals. And so I spent some time for probably the month before summer hit, really thinking about what goals would help me to accomplish the theme of slowing down. So we're going to go over those today. And some of them might seem a bit of an oxymoron. And they might really surprise you that I've picked these goals for a slowed down summer, but I will explain. Speaking of slowing down, I wouldn't say that the last few days have been super slowed down.
No.
However, I think I mentioned on here about really wanting to savor and not just survive the month of May with having the senior and a lot of other things happening. And I really felt like graduation week, I was able to savor it. And it felt like there was a lot of space to breathe, to be in the moment, to soak it up. And it didn't just feel like this speeding car just bursting through trying to make it to the finish line for me. We had a lot of family come into town, which was really special. I realized we had family come in from four different states, Florida, Colorado, North Carolina, and Kansas. And we got to have one of them stay with us one night. Your brother came in early. And then we got to just spend lots and lots of time with family. Mm-hmm. And we didn't do a great big graduation party this time. We just did a small family gathering.
So thankful for that.
It was amazing. And we catered Chipotle and cheesecakes from the Cheesecake Factory. So I did literally nothing to prep for it. I made sure the house was a little bit cleaned up. It wasn't perfect by any means. And that we had plates and cups. And I just honestly pulled out things that we already had on hand. So it felt almost weird. It felt like I was cheating a little bit because I didn't put a lot of thought and effort into graduation party, but that's really what Caitlin wanted. Mm-hmm. And I think it turned out just perfectly to fit her.
Mm-hmm.
And it allowed us to really be able to be present in all the moments of the week. And so it was really special to get to just enjoy the graduation. And we also learned from last time, we did not bring all three younger children.
True.
We learned the hard way last year. That if we wanted to enjoy the graduation, it probably would be better for us to have some childcare. So we only brought one and the other two went to the drop-in daycare. And while I would have loved to have our whole family there, I felt like that they were young enough that it's not one of those things.
I think it was really good because of how David was.
Yes. And it worked out. And
it also helped not to have an overnight medical procedure planned for that evening.
Yeah, last year we not only had the graduation party with 70 people from all walks of life coming, so it wasn't like this group of people that all knew each other. Most of them didn't know other people at the party, which always makes things a little bit more, you know, you just have
different.
To...
Yeah, awkward.
I was going to say awkward, but yeah, that's probably... just that when you're the host, I feel like you have to really step it up in hosting right. when you're having so many different groups of people and a lot of people who are coming don't really know anybody else. Anyway, so there was that. And then we also were helping to babysit my friend's little, I think he was 10 weeks old, little boy that she was fostering and now she adopted because she was going to be out of town. So we were watching him that weekend. And then also you took David for a sleep study that right. weekend. So
that's another reason why this event that we had going on, while it was a lot, seemed like it was slowed down.
Yes. Another thing we did this weekend was for the first time, both of us did the Murph together, which is a CrossFit workout that is dedicated to a man who lost his life in Afghanistan.
Yes.
And you run a mile, you do 100, let's see if I can get this right, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and then run another mile. And you're supposed to do it with a weighted vest on as well. I completed the workout, but I will say that I modified it because I did not use a weighted vest and modified the push-ups and pull-ups because I am in no shape to be doing 100 strict pull-ups and
are you 200. Even sure to do one strict pull-up?
Okay. We don't have to. We don't have to
do
confess.
Do you need to go there?
Okay. We don't have all to right. confess that.
Too soon?
I can do a few strict push-ups, but...
Yeah, you're doing better.
I'm making progress. Anyway, you did the weighted vest. Well, we're going to go there. I'll say you did the weighted vest.
I did it for 1 mile and one
then
round.
When I was... Yep. When I was on the treadmill for my second mile, you had gone outside and I noticed, the weighted vest is on the ground. Didn't make it very far with the weighted vest. But no, it was really fun because it was fun to do it together. It was fun to push ourselves and we did it.
That's the first time I'd ever tried using a weighted vest on the workout.
So. Yeah. I am nowhere near being ready to do a weighted vest workout, but I was very proud of myself for finishing. So that was fun. And I wasn't even completely sore the next few days. Like I'm sore, but it's not the kind of sore where you cannot walk up and down the stairs. I've been that sore before. It's that good kind of sore, but not the kind where you can't really move without moaning.
And you met your goal of doing it in
an hour.
An hour.
Yeah, that was my goal. We're going to talk about reading goals, but I just finished a book that really, really enjoyed. It was a business book, which I haven't read very many business books recently. It was called When at Work, Succeed at Life by Michael Hyatt and Megan Hyatt Miller. And I recently joined a mastermind that Megan Hyatt Miller is the, I don't know what the word is, facilitating, I guess is the word. And when we went to our first in-person event, they had this book in our tote bags that they gave us. And so I started reading it and it was really good for me to read right now, just because I'm making a lot of shifts in how I'm approaching business, especially over the summer, but then just thinking long-term. And the whole premise of the book was that overworking does nothing for you. Actually, it has very negative effects on your body, on your work ability, and how sleep and hobbies and strict start and end times for work really makes such a difference. So it really challenged me. One of the things that they talk about is how for their business, they have 6-hour workdays. So instead of 8-hour workdays, they have 6-hour workdays, which I thought was really interesting. And said they get just as much done. They also have unlimited paid vacations, which I thought was very interesting. But they were saying how they tend to hire people who are overachievers. And so they have to make sure that they're actually taking vacation because they're such overachievers that they will never take vacation. But it was just all about the double win and how, you know, succeeding at life with in your family, your priorities, your faith is so important and goes hand in hand with winning at work as well. And it just, a lot of it flies in the face of a lot of the messaging that you'll hear culturally. I feel like we kind of hear one thing or the other. We hear this whole like slow down and just live a quiet, simple life and just, you know, or on the other hand, it's hustle, hustle, hustle.
Grind, grind, grind.
And I felt like that this book did a really great job of kind of hitting both of, for me, I want to work really hard and I get bored really easily. Mm-hmm. And I need the challenge. If I don't have challenge in my life, I feel like I'm not growing as a person. But I also can be the overachiever that challenges myself too much. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that really goes into goals for summer. Like I talked about on the podcast 2 weeks ago, I set this goal for having a slow down summer at the beginning of the year when we were looking to the whole year. What did I want this year to look like? And one of the things was that I wanted to be able to work a lot less over the summer. And so it was then, okay, how do we make this happen? And I talked more on that episode about that. But really then having that as a theme, then I know for me, it's helpful to flesh that out with specific goals, goals that would help me to slow down. So we're going to go over those goals today. Now, the first goal is going to make some people laugh because it's not going to sound like it's in line at all with the slow down summer. My first goal is to run 100 miles. But let me explain. For me, running is very cathartic. And I was trying, that reminds me, I was trying to say running is very cathartic. And I used the word lethargic recently.
Well, it could be, depending on how fast you go.
Yeah, I'm pretty lethargic in my running. But it is something that really clears my head and gives me space to think. And I also feel so great after running. It's those endorphins that it gives me. And so mm-hmm. I used to run. And then with 4.5 years of pregnancy and nursing and raising multiple babies and all of that, I just really set exercise and working out on the back burner. And I walked, but other than that, I haven't really consistently done much with working out for over 4 years, to be honest. And I really wanted to get back into it, but I was just struggling. Every time that I would try, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to do this program, or I'm going to do this thing, or I'm going to do this thing. And it just, I wasn't enjoying it. And when you're not enjoying something, it's really hard to stick with it, especially if you're doing it on your own. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of randomly one day was like, you know, I used to run. I should just get on the treadmill and try running. And I did. And I felt so great afterwards. And I actually, I think I almost ran a full mile, which for some people sounds so laughable. But for me, having not ran at all for years, I was so excited about that. And so I just decided, you know what? I'm going to try running for a few days. And after a few days, I was sold. And I was like, I want to get back into running. So I have gotten back into running. And when I say that, I'm not saying that I'm running, you know, obviously my goal for this whole entire summer to finish by September 1st is to have run 100 miles. So that's not a huge significant amount, but I'm aiming to run 1.25 miles every day. Doing it on the treadmill. I would like to eventually move to outside, but right now just doing it on the treadmill. And it's just been so good. And I've told you repeatedly over and over, it's like it's feeding something deep in my soul mm-hmm. that hasn't been fed in a long time. And I'm also then doing some other things like doing the, what is the bike called? I don't even know.
It's an air bike.
The air bike and the rower and just little things like that. And I have want to step it up with strength training and all that. But my thing is right now, just consistency and doing something that I'm really enjoying mm-hmm. and just sticking with that. And I feel like, okay, if I can do that over the course of the summer, I think that will ignite something in me that will give me then inspiration to do more. Mm-hmm. So first goal, run 100 miles. We hear often about probiotics and gut health and the importance of prioritizing probiotics and gut health. And sometimes it can feel overwhelming to know, where do we start? What do we do? What brand should we trust? Well, an easy place to start is with Seeds DS OH1 Daily Symbiotic and PDS-08 Pediatric Daily Symbiotic. They are clinically studied probiotic and prebiotic formulations that are easy to add to your family's daily routine, and they help support whole body health for parents and kids. One of the things I love about seed probiotics, the DS01 and the PDS08, is that they don't need refrigeration. So it's so convenient, you can take it on the go. I also recommend that you, if you're wanting to start this habit, stack it onto another habit. So what is something that you do every morning? Every morning, do you eat breakfast? Well, as soon as you eat breakfast, let that be your reminder to also take your probiotic. You can even set it out at night because, like I said, it doesn't need to be refrigerated. So set it out at night right by where you're going to prep your breakfast in the morning as a reminder to take it. The DS01 Daily Symbiotic, which is for 18 and over, this is for adults, the one that I've been taking, is backed by rigorous scientific validation. It's formulated with 24 scientifically and clinically studied strains for benefits across gut, skin, and heart health, and it's extensively tested for potency, purity, and contaminants. Invest in your whole family's health with Seed. Go to seed.com/crystal and use code 25crystal to get 25% off your first month of DS01 Daily Symbiotic or PDS08 Pediatric Daily Symbiotic. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 or PDS08 at seed.com/crystal, code 25crystal. Second goal. Finish 50 books. And I say finish because that could be audiobooks, that could be regular books. And so I'm not saying read, sure. Saying finish. And I also have a number of books on my shelf that I've started that I haven't finished. And so that's my goal, is to finish all of those that I've started, as well as finish a lot of other ones that I want to start.
Are those kind of books that you want to finish, or that you're just finishing because you started them?
I really do not finish a book if I don't want to finish it. And I
right.
have had.
So my point is that these are a bunch of books on your bookshelf are left unfinished. Are those books that you really want to end up finishing, or that you finished early because they're just.
That I stopped reading. So. I just didn't prioritize it. That's what it was. Okay. And I had a few books that I started that I was like, I'm not getting into this. And so I just passed them on. I have no qualms about there are way too many books in the world that we do not need to be reading, books that are not feeding our souls, that are not something that we're enjoying, that are not speaking to us, inspiring us, convicting us. Mm-hmm. And so I set this goal as well, because when I am slowed down, I'm reading more. When I'm living life at a higher speed, I tend to shelve reading to the back burner. Is that a mix of metaphors? Shelving reading to the back burner. Hmm. Yes. Sticking reading on the back burner. Anyway.
Depends on if the shelf is over the stove or not.
And so for a lot of people, that seems like a very ambitious goal. And I had set the goal to finish 75 books this year, and I was woefully behind on that. And so this is my attempt to get back up on the bandwagon and be on track and hopefully ahead by a significant amount by the end of summer. But here's the interesting thing that I've noticed. Since I set this goal, well, one, I read 5 books in 1 week very easily, and that was graduation week with a lot of other things going on and lots of people at our house. But I've been on my phone a whole lot less. I am just finding that I am just on my phone a lot less because I want to be reading a book. And I'm just finding that I'm prioritizing it and seeing spaces in my day that I hadn't seen before that, oh, I can read a book. Whereas I think I probably would have picked up my phone before. So that's been really good for me. I think also the slowed down pace of the summer with work and life, we have fewer commitments, just more breathing room, lends itself to there being more space to be able to read, and also to read in lengthier time frames, because throughout the school year with just the pace, sometimes I can only read a few pages here and there. And so this summer, I have more where I can sit on the porch, the back screened-in porch in the mornings before everyone gets up, and I can read for 20 minutes or 30 minutes, and I can get a lengthier passage of the book in. So then I feel like I can enjoy books more because there are certain books that you don't want to read just a few pages at a time, like really riveting memoirs or fiction or something. You want to be able to sit and read a big chunk of it. And if you know you can only read three pages, it's sort of like, why pick it up? So I think that that's been good as well. But that's just been really interesting to me how, oh, if you prioritize it, there is a lot of space, at least in my life, that I'm finding to be able to make it happen. So we will see how it goes. But 5 books in 1 week, and I'm holding out hope that it's going to happen. My third goal is to finish reading Farmer Boy and Little House on the Prairie with 3 younger kids. We've really been enjoying those books. And we usually read at night before bed. We also sometimes read in the afternoon before nap time. I think that that should be a fairly easy goal to accomplish since they have really been wanting me to read. And most days we can get through close to a chapter or a full chapter. And then also to finish Memoria Press Junior Kindergarten with Kirsten and finish Memoria Press Preschool with Micah. I have been wanting to do more preschool with them, but since Kirsten started going to preschool, which has been such a good thing for her, it was just a little much to then come home after she was at preschool all morning and do more preschool. And so I decided we would just bump it to the summer. And she's just at this stage where she's just wanting to eat up learning. She's trying to teach herself how to read. She's just hungry for learning. And so I think this is the perfect time over the summer for us to finish junior kindergarten with her and then the preschool from Memorial Press with Micah, because he loves to tag along with whatever she's doing. Also, I set a goal to finish reading The Biggest Story Bible with the 3 younger kids. We're a little over halfway through. They really enjoy this. And so I think that we should be able to finish that. I had set the goal to finish it over the course of the year, but we're at the pace we're going. I think we're going to finish it over the summer. And then go on at least 8 dates with the 3 older kids. That's something that we really want to prioritize. And so all of these, if you see like slowing down to spend time with the younger kids doing preschool and reading aloud, reading the Bible with them, like that's all just, those are practices that are slowing you down. At least for me, that's slowing me down. And going on dates with the older kids, it's something that we just really enjoy and really want to prioritize. And so because we have this great drop-in daycare situation that has been such a gift, we want to make use of that over the summer and at least once a week to drop the 3 younger kids off and take the 3 older kids and maybe some of their friends and go do fun things like they want to do. We want to go axe throwing. We've already done, not too long ago, we did laser tag. We might do that again. I can see us going bowling. We did top golf not too long ago. Maybe they've talked about doing mini golf. They have lots of ideas of different things. And so that's just something that I think is really important for us to prioritize fun things just with them without the younger kids, because it helps us to just have that one-on-one time without interruptions and distractions. And then go on 15 dates with you, Jesse. And that's basically 1 date per week. Some weeks I think we're going to be able to do more than 1 date, but because the older kids are home and because we also have the drop-in daycare option, finding childcare once or twice a week for a few hours is usually pretty doable.
Hopefully.
And so we are hoping to go through the entire alphabet with alphabet themed date nights. We've talked about that where each date is a letter themed, and we are currently trying to get G done, and we plan that it's going to happen and then something happens. And so hopefully this week, it was supposed to happen last night and then some things came up, so it couldn't happen. So hopefully tomorrow night is the goal. But we would like to, I'd like to get so that we are maybe only have 8 or so letters left by the end of the summer, so that we should be able to finish that out by the end of the year, but we'll see. Another thing that's not on my list that I also want to do is just have some one-on-one dates with the older kids as well. And so just looking for opportunities to prioritize that since their schedule is more flexible over the summer. And I'm not going to be super strict about that, involves them. And I'm already, you know, making sure that we're doing dates with the three older kids together. And so I try to not set goals that, too many goals that require other people's.
Right.
And what's the word?
Involvement.
Like, you know, they have to sign off on it in order for me to finish the goal.
Right.
And so, especially when your kids get older, those of you who know who have older kids, when they have jobs and friends and plans. Schedules and plans. Mm-hmm.
That they forget to tell you about.
Yes. Or they forget that you told them about your plans. That's been happening a lot recently. So I feel like we've been going over plans like, now remember, today we're doing blah, blah, blah. And somebody will be like, what? I didn't know that. Nobody told me. And I'm like, did you read your text? Remember, we went over it last week, but no. Anyway.
Sounds familiar.
So I'm just going to be looking for opportunities. And my personal goal is once a month with each of them that we will go out. So we'll see. But those are my goals, to just slow down. And for some people, the thought of setting goals to slow down might feel like that's, basically in conflict with one another. But for me, I find that it helps me to be more intentional. It's the same thing right. with having a routine. A routine for me provides kind of these guardrails and this framework so that I can have the space to invest in the things that are important. And if I don't have a routine, then it just feels like you spend all day chasing your tail and putting out fires. And at the end of the day, you're like, I wanted to do this. I wanted to prioritize this. I wanted to have downtime. I wanted to read. But because I didn't have any sort of plan, then it just, for me, seems like it happened and I don't have anything to show for it. So, Jesse, do you have, I'm totally putting you on the spot, but do you have any specific goals for summer for you?
No, not really. I want to finish up the book that I've been reading since the beginning of the year.
Three felonies a day?
How did you know? Yes.
We've just talked about it a few times on the podcast.
3/4 of the way through.
Oh, so. Well, I think you can then. Did you check to see if it was on audiobook? Or is that cheating? That's cheating. I forgot.
Well, it's, I'm this far through reading it, so I'm plugging my way through it.
You can do this. I believe in you. Well, and a few of my goals are going to involve you because you're going to go on 15 dates with me. Did you know that?
So there you go. So I can have a goal for 15 dates too.
And I think that because of me working out more, I feel like that's kind of been good inspiration for me wanting to make sure that you are also having the time to prioritize working out. And that's the thing that when we set our summer schedule, really making sure that there was time in there for you to be able to prioritize just things like that.
Right. Because otherwise it doesn't get done.
We did also already accomplish one big goal for the summer, and that was we got our driveway redone. So that was something
resealed. Thankfully. Resealed. I thought we were going to have to get it like completely resurfaced, but.
So that was, that was a big thing to just knock out of the list right off the bat. So good job, because that was all you. You did that. So,
yep, I'm thankful to have that done.
Well, I'd love to hear from you. Do you have a word or a theme for the summer? Do you have goals for the summer? And have you made sure that those things align with one another? Because that's really important. Sometimes it's easy to think, oh, I just want to have a carefree summer. And then also, I want to do these 100 things. And so making sure that whatever it is that you want to prioritize this summer, that the goals that you set are in line with that. Love to hear from you. Send an email to crystal@moneysavingmom.com. Have a great day, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.